Michaels.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Nice way to start the day. It's not too chilly, but a little over 40 degrees, but the sun is rising. It's going to be a nice day. Got kind of a stretch of nice days, as you heard Phil mention. Cold at night, but decent during the day. And let's celebrate that by getting out and doing some stuff. By the way, I had some folks who reached out to me yesterday and said, how do I get tickets to that comedy event for the firefighters? And we have the story up now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with all that information. There's links there to be able to purchase tickets. It was fun having Mark Lawrence on, and there's been a lot of response to that story since we put it out there. So hopefully he'll have a good local turnout supporting him, and hopefully he is the winner and moves on from the New England region in that America's Funniest Firefighter contest. A little bit later on today, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Christine Pierce. She is a woman who races her Camaro at Seekonk Speedway in honor of her late son. She's going to tell us all about that and how you can help with those efforts. Of course, we'll take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, your app chat messages, and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have your first cash code of the day, your first chance to win cash on WBSM. 10 codes throughout the course of the day, one every hour between 8 and the 5 p.m. hour. And each time you hear it, enter it at WBSM.com or on the app. And you have a shot at winning $100 for the hourly prize, and you're entered into the drawing for the $30,000 grand prize. We're down to just 3 days left of win cash on WBSM, so it's your chance to make up for lost time if you haven't put in the codes all along. That's still 30 entries you could have toward 30 grand. And that, of course, is brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services and Hair in Motion Cosmetology. There's also another story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app I want to point you to. And Chris got to touch on this a little bit toward the end of this program yesterday. The news came in kind of late in his program with about a half an hour left to go. So we talked about it a bit, but he's going to be discussing it more. And certainly anybody from Fairhaven that wants to call in and chime in about this, you're welcome to do this. But the story's up there to try to break it all down for folks. Basically what happened is last year, Fairhaven town meeting members voted to remove the town from the civil service system. Now, the civil service system, if you are part of that, it's designed to help you find candidates for jobs like police and fire. There's an exam that people take to get put on the list. That list is then sent to municipalities, and it basically aids you in the hiring process. More and more communities have opted out of the civil service program because they find, and you know what, I'm going to quote you directly from a press release that came out yesterday from the Fairhaven Select Board. And this is what the Select Board says. The civil service system in Massachusetts has not served the interests of our community for many years, and Fairhaven is not alone in that regard. The current civil service system no longer fulfills its primary mission and is particularly deficient in terms of allowing communities to hire women and minority candidates. In addition to diversity concerns, there are documented shortcomings with civil service promotional procedures and the disciplinary appeal process. So for all of those reasons, Fairhaven and other communities have pursued withdrawal from civil service in our police and fire departments. And this was all something that was, you know, negotiated and agreed upon by the police and fire unions before they brought it to town meeting. So because town meeting approved joining civil service in 1954, it required town meeting voters to remove the town from civil service. So in 2023, town meeting voters, according to, I don't have the numbers myself, but according to this release, overwhelmingly supported withdrawal, according to the select board. Now, when they did this, everybody in town was apparently under the assumption that that meant all positions within the police department, including the police chief, coming under civil service. Now, current Fairhaven Police Chief Michael J. Myers has announced his intention to retire in August of this year, and the town administrator selected and the select board approved his replacement, who will take over upon Chief Myers' retirement in August. But now, as it turns out, there's a hiccup here. This is a direct quote from the release here. We subsequently learned that the decision to put the police chief under civil service was approved at a town election in 1938, meaning it would require putting the question of withdrawal before voters at a town election. Basically, you have to withdraw from this the same way that you went into it. So if you went into it via town meeting, a town meeting vote can take you out of it. However, the police chief was already part of civil service when they had that town meeting vote, based on a 1938 town election, and apparently nobody in the town of Fairhaven knew that when they put this on the town meeting warrant last year. So that means there's only a few options here for the town of Fairhaven now to remove the police chief from civil service. One, wait until next year's election. They just had their annual town election. If this was a fall town, if they were a town that had their municipal elections in the fall, they could say, we'll just do this in the fall. Chief Myers can retire. We can appoint an interim chief until such time that we can fill this. And I don't know, by the way, what the period of time is before it goes into effect. So if they have a special town election on May 1st, and of course, that's not feasible, but let's just say, you know, that they had a town election on May 1st to remove the police chief from civil service. And by the way, you're going to have a special election just for that one question. You're going to spend, I don't know how much it costs, but it's not insignificant. $10,000, $20,000 to have a special election, at least. But I don't know if you had that election on May 1st. Does that mean that you have to wait until 2025 for that to go into effect? Again, from the release, the select board will be meeting after town meeting, which is scheduled for May 4th. They're going to meet after town meeting to determine the best course of action to replace Chief Myers. We are committed to choosing the next police chief through a fair, unbiased, and comprehensive assessment process. The board will share the details of that process with our employees and our residents before a selection is made. So I have to apologize because of my schedule yesterday and things that I had to work on. I didn't write this story until last night. So I didn't get a chance to actually reach out to anybody to clarify some things. I may do that today. And if anybody's listening that can clarify this, you know, feel free to call in. And I'm sure Chris will have more clarification by the time he comes on the air at 9. But does this mean that the chief's position, even though the town voted to pull out of civil service, even though there's that technicality that that didn't cover the Chiefs' position, which would thereby allow them to say, well, we could select a chief through civil service. That's not really fair to the candidate that they already have. The person who since January has been shadowing Chief Myers with the intention of replacing him, Sergeant Daniel Dorgan. Then secondly, even if they did decide to do that, and even if Sergeant Dorgan could be hired through the civil service process, and you could keep your choice and it just changes the process a little bit, does that, would the townsfolk who voted at town meeting be okay with that? Because essentially, if you're utilizing civil service, you are going against the will of the voters. It's not the voters' fault that they didn't know. I mean, I guess it is, because any one of the voters could have easily researched this history just as much as the town administrator could have, or the select board, or anybody else could have. But they voted with the intention of thinking that meant the police chief. So if you then hire a police chief through civil service, are you going against the will of the voters, even though there's a technicality here that would allow you to do that? It's just, it's an odd situation. And it's based on the fact that, how did nobody know about this? I guess you can say it's a simple mistake. How many people who voted in the 1938 election are still around? My guess, nobody. So you would need somebody that was around that would say, oh, I remember. Actually, we voted the police chief into civil service in 1938. Secondly, I'm sure they went back into the records to find out when they entered civil service, saw 1954 as that date, and said, okay, we found it. And didn't feel the need to go back further and think that the chief's position wasn't part of that. I would assume that. Now, the other side of that, you know, I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt here and say it could be a simple oversight. But the other side of that coin, and where I think a lot of voters are going to get upset about this, is that, well, if you were doing such a major move, why didn't you hire someone? Pay a consultant. And maybe they didn't, I just don't know about it, but pay a consultant to look at this and examine how you remove yourself from civil service. Because there may have been an expert, someone who has gone through this process before, who says, hey, be careful. I've seen before where towns have the chief's position a different way. Now, and if 1938's vote to put the chief in civil service had been by town meeting, this would be fine. Even though it didn't happen in that same 1954 town meeting, it wouldn't matter. Town meeting in, town meeting out. But because this came as a vote of town election on a ballot, it has to be removed the same way. Is it possible that the town could petition the Secretary of State, Secretary of the Commonwealth, and Bill Galvin's office and say, could you make this change for us? I would think there's a conversation to be had there at least. It might not, you know, just based on the laws, there might not be anything that can be done about it, but it's at least worth the ask. Is it something that can be overturned by home rule petition. Where the select board is on board with it. They know town meeting is on board with it. They get the local legislators on board with it. And the governor says, yeah, that's fine. So is that possible? But again, the select board is going to meet to discuss this after town meeting coming up on May. Is it the 4th or the 6th? I forget. May 4th at Hastings Middle School. So, understandably, people in town are upset about this because they're looking at this as a lack of due diligence in putting this on the town meeting warrant and then not having all the information, not having all the details. But the way the select board has worded this release, and you can read the entire release, it's linked up in the story on our website and on our app. The way that the select board has put in its language towards civil service, they don't want to go that route. Not only because the town meeting voters, quote, overwhelmingly supported withdrawal, and they don't want to fly in the face of that, but I think also because they just don't like that system, and they don't think that that system is adequate, and that system probably won't allow them to have the person that they've already named as Chief Meyer's successor. Going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500 is the number to call in, and we'll be discussing a few other things as well as the Fairhaven Police Chief civil service situation. And of course, we'll have a guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with a very interesting story. One of the things that we will address is the issue that happened yesterday where a portion of Tarkin Hill Road was closed after a freight train took down a utility pole and crossing gates in New Bedford on the rail line. And everybody's saying, oh, this is why we don't need South Coast Rail. It was a freight train. Freight trains have been using those lines forever. But we can get into that more coming up in just a bit. But now it is time to go into the newsroom and turn things over to Phil Devitt.
Biden prepared to sign a foreign aid bill. Millions of U.S. workers will soon qualify for overtime pay. And Ozzy Osbourne's thoughts on getting fired.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says he's prepared to sign a new foreign aid bill into law. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the passage.
The Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
The bill also laid the groundwork to ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. Hailing the Senate's decision, Biden said he plans to sign the bill later today. Columbia University has reached a deal with students protesting the war in Gaza. The pro-Palestinian protesters are calling for the Ivy League New York School to divest from any financial interests with Israel and have set up a large tent city on school grounds. Columbia on Tuesday set a midnight deadline for protesters to disband. Early this morning, the school said the protesters had agreed to remove some of the tents to make non-student protesters leave and to bar harassing language among the students, delaying possible police action for 48 hours. Millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. The Food and Drug Administration says the bird flu virus has been detected in some samples of pasteurized milk in the U.S. Mark Mayfield explains.
The FDA made the announcement Tuesday, less than a month after an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. The agency says the pasteurization of the milk is likely to inactivate the virus, and it's therefore still safe to drink, although they're still waiting for test results to confirm that statement. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Owning a home may still be considered part of the so-called American dream, but prices are putting that dream increasingly out of reach for many. A new survey from Bankrate found 78% of Americans say home ownership is a key part of the dream, more so than a comfortable retirement, successful career, or a college degree. Of those, more than half say they don't have the income to buy a house or can't afford a down payment and closing costs. And Ozzy Osbourne has a few words for his former band Black Sabbath amid his solo induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In a post on X, the legendary singer said his solo career has been a much larger part of his life as a whole, so being inducted on his own just feels all the more special. He added, quote, "Not bad for a guy who was fired from his last band."
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Cleveland Guardians last night in the first of three games, 4-1. Next game tonight at 6:10, and the Sox are on the road in Cleveland to play that game. The Celtics, meanwhile, are home in Boston, and they host Miami Heat for game two tonight at 7. The Bruins are up in Toronto for their game two with the Maple Leafs, and that game also at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Well, we'll see some sun today, but it's mostly going to be an unsettled day with mostly cloudy skies to start and a few spotty to scattered showers. In the afternoon, some more breaks of that sun develop, still with a risk of a pop-up shower or storm. Highs topping out around 63 and a low of 31 tonight. A freeze watch in effect for early Thursday morning when temperatures could get as low as the 20s and low 30s, and we'll get up to the mid-50s on Thursday. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her. Summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey, hey.
So we know the lyric is that heaven is overrated, but when this song came out, I used to say, sounds like he's saying Van Halen is overrated. And then I thought I was the only one, but then I heard Jeff Charles on the radio say the same thing. And I was like, ah, see, it's not just me. So now to this day, I still sing it as Van Halen is overrated. And then I feel guilty saying that because, of course, that's not true. Van Halen is underrated, in my opinion. But anyway, I played Train because we had an incident yesterday with the train in New Bedford. WLNE Channel 6, ABC6.com has the report. A freight train took down a utility pole and crossing gates in New Bedford on Tuesday. Police said Tarkin Hill Road is closed after the train hit low-hanging wires, knocking down the pole and the gates. Mayor John Mitchell added the train collided with a railroad mast arm. No one was hurt, no other vehicles involved. But this is part of the reason why we're going to have this delay in South Coast Rail. so that the people who are going to be operating those trains get used to the route. Now, this was a freight train. Freight trains have been using those lines. I'm going to assume that this engineer is someone who was used to and had been on this line before. But this is why they're going to have repeated testing. Not only for the train crews to learn the route and all the little pitfalls that can happen along it, but also so that the drivers and pedestrians get more used to trains being in the area. That is a big part of the MBTA's campaign as we head towards South Coast Rail. They put out a press release about it already and some videos on their social media warning people about train safety, about being aware of when a train may be coming. And you think that it's common sense to tell people, well, you know, if you see the arm coming down, don't try to race across. Or don't park on train tracks or any of these other things. But then you see in the news when people do those dumb things. I can tell you that in, you know, in Wareham, we have frequent trains coming through. Not only with the freight trains that come through and the trash train from CMAS, the Cape Flyer service in the summer. They do the Polar Express train in the wintertime. They've had incidents where the train has caused damage or there's been a vehicle that crashed into the train and all those kind of things. And that's been going on for years. Train service is just an accepted part of living in that town, knowing that the train is going to be coming through. I worked at Mill Pond Diner for 17 years, and the train came by multiple times every day while we were there, right by our parking lot. I lived, when I first moved to Wareham, in a home that was quite literally right on the tracks. My front door was maybe 50 feet from the train tracks. So I learned train safety pretty quickly. But there are still people that don't. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. Can I change the subject from the trains? I'm going after the market basket again, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay, I complained about the dogs in there. I mean, that's the same. I still see the dogs. I didn't expect anything to change. But now, this has been going on now. My friends and I have been talking it over because we go there a lot. The market basket brand items are disappearing, and we're forcing to buy the name brand, which is higher. So what we have going on now is, like, the packages are smaller, the prices are higher. That's a double whammy. If you're going to raise the price, at least leave the same amount we used to get. But no, they're shrinking the packaging, the cans, boxes, whatever. Plus the price is going up. And now I don't know what's going on. We sent, my friends and I sent emails to the market basket company, and we still have not got an answer back. It's been 2 weeks, and we're going to send another email. We're just wondering what's going on with, like, if you want to buy a can of soup, I don't use that, but my friend uses the market basket brand soups instead of getting Campbell's soup. Mm-hmm. And now those are gone. A lot of the market basket brands of tuna fish, either in oil or water, they're gone. I can't think of everything now. Market basket brand Parmesan cheese. I did see a couple of containers the other day. But I just want to know what's going on with the market basket brand. My other friend, she uses mayonnaise. She used to buy the small jar of market basket brand. Now, if you want mayonnaise, you're forced to buy the big jar. And they're scarce, the market basket. So I think that brand of that mayonnaise is going to be gone, too.
So
something's going on with it.
my guess is, and I'm not sure how it all works, but this is my assumption, is that, you know, Market Basket doesn't have a food production facility where they're making all these things. These are made by the manufacturers of the name brands, and then Market Basket has a deal with them for them to make a Market Basket version of it. And that's just my assumption. I don't know that for sure. And so it sounds like there may be a problem with that company supplying them. And it could be one company that's creating all these items. It could be one conglomerate, and that they're having a problem getting those items. That would be my assumption.
Well, it can't be that they're not making money. I was there yesterday while this big, giant truck came, and I said, oh, they're bringing stuff, great, you know. No, when they opened the door, they were all brand-new shopping carts. They were taking away the old ones, wobbly and all, and they got some new ones in there now. So they're making money. I know shopping carts are not cheap. I wonder what it costs just for one. I don't know.
But, well, they're free if nobody's looking, and you can make it far enough with them. Oh, you mean to buy for the store? Okay, I see.
Yeah, they opened up the big van truck, and they brought. I know you were, and they took all these big long liners, all new shopping. They're nice and smooth. Yeah, they're not wobbly yet, but sooner or later they all end up cranky. But these were nice and new, nice and smooth, gliding down the aisle. It was pretty good, but gliding down the aisle with a new shopping cart, it would be even better if you could find what you wanted. It's getting tough now. A lot of things have changed, and the prices are really outrageous now. So a lot of things I don't get anymore. It's things I can do without, you know.
Well, do me a favor, but keep us up to date if you do hear anything back from them about why that is, and let us know.
Yeah, I will. All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And caller, hang on. We will get to you in just a moment. I've just got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Up.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
And welcome back in. There's no need to be stepping out onto the ledge if you're thinking about solar. I know it can get confusing, it can get hard to understand with all the promises that you hear from different companies, all these guarantees, all these, and you've just got questions. You just want to have your questions answered and find how much of that is actually real. Well, there is one company I can guarantee you will answer all your questions simply, honestly, and directly, and that is Isaacson Solar. Other fly-by-night companies come into town, they sell you a solar panel system, they install it, then they take off. You're left with all these questions, you don't know what to expect, what's going to happen, and there's nobody around to answer your questions. That's not going to happen with Isaacson. Isaacson is a South Coast-based company. They are based in Fall River. They are not going anywhere. They are here to be your partner in having solar, not only supply energy to your home, but help you save and even make money. How does all of it work? Isaacson Solar can tell you all about it. Again, simple, honest, direct answers and a very open conversation, a very transparent conversation. And they'll come down, they'll take a look, and they'll tell you whether or not you're a good fit for solar. They may say, hey, we don't think that this is going to work out. This isn't a good choice for you. And they'll move on. You'll move on. Everybody will be happy that the questions were answered. Honestly, simply, and directly. But if you are a good fit, then they can give you a free, no obligation quote. How do you start the process? Just go to isaacsonsolar.com today and see if solar is right for you. All right, 508-996-0500. That's my number. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Very good. So I have a train story.
Sure.
So that same train track that you're talking about, Tarkin Hill. So I was driving along, practically in front of Burger King, and I see the yellow light flashing, right? So that doesn't mean stop to me. And the gate wasn't down or nothing. So, and I see a guy off to my left. He had a bright jacket on, and I didn't know, you know, like what part of the city employee was he or whatever. So I thought he was just testing the lights or whatever. So here I am, and I'm moving along, and all of a sudden the train beeps its horn. But it doesn't beep the horn. I mean, literally, my car was, I'm shaking just even talking about this. I felt like he was two feet away from hitting me. Oh, my God. Thank God I stopped. Like, oh. And the arms never went down. And that train wasn't signaling until it got right there inside my car, and then he blew his horn. It was two cabooses. That's all it was. But, oh, my God, I just thought that was the end of Sketty.
Yeah, even with that, though, it's hard for them to stop. They can't break quickly. They're gonna keep going, and they'll still hit you.
I'm telling you, I'm shaking now just thinking about it. And I figured, well, maybe I went in a buck hill, but my car would have definitely been pushed way down the track. And I was like, I was so upset, and I was like thinking, who do you call? Who do I tell that to? I didn't even know who do you call? What do you do? But I thought, oh my God, I'm telling, those lights should have been red, because obviously flashing red lights, even without the gate down, would tell me, okay, stop. Mm-hmm. But the yellow, I thought they were testing the lights. I thought that was the most horrific mistake ever.
Well, I'm glad that glad everything worked out okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I hope whoever is in charge of this type of thing hears me, and then, you know, I don't know. Better double check on this.
Well, I can tell you these are going to be tested very, very frequently, especially over the next couple of months. So any hiccups like that are still around, they'll catch them.
Yeah. Was that other person, did anything get destroyed?
It looks like the pole got taken down, but it looks like for the most part there wasn't a lot of damage. The arm, it was taken down, but they'll be able to replace all that.
Yeah. And I have one quick question. So the Mercy Meals, can I go downtown and buy the tickets right from where they are?
I'm not sure. You can try giving them a call and asking them.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to find out. All right, Tim, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Yep.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, Tim, the unannounced Wabash Cannonball test run yesterday failed. Right?
It failed?
The song Wabash Cannonball?
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. All right.
You need a little more caffeine, my friend.
Yeah, it's still too early for me.
Listen to the rumble, listen to the roar. Well, there you go. Yeah. Hey, you know, last week a week and a half ago, when the mayor went with that delegation from the National Mayor's Conference over there to Israel and all that, and where things have escalated on campuses since then,
mm-hmm.
from what the article said, but also from what he said, was going there to understand what the problems are, good, bad, and different, not being judgmental, because we know it's going to fall back here. So it was almost like they were hoping it wouldn't, but trying to prepare to give the mayors of these different cities and all that the perspective. And,
yeah, wow. Because there's going to be protests that break out in all of their cities, and they need to understand all the sides of the issue.
The true issues, yes, the true issues, not the craziness and not the false messages put out by specific groups that just want to inflame it. So yeah, so I give the mayor and that organization kudos in the fact that even though they have security details around them, that still it took a lot, and I appreciate them and I respect them even more.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Have a good one, my friend.
You as well. And I do have to take my final break of the hour, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in, we'll be back in a few moments. But I won't go. I'll be back after the news, and I'll take more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. We will also take your app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. When we come back, we can discuss, we'll talk more about the Fairhaven Police Chief Civil Service situation. We can also discuss this New Bedford light story